G'day, Mossy.
Good morning, guys.
Player signings, mate. We've got Bobo. There's a few, actually.
Yeah, there is. It's that time of the season, isn't it? Everyone wants to lock away the majority of their squad before they go on holidays. And June is the month where most clubs shut down. But, yeah, look, Bobo has re-signed for Sydney FC, so the pieces of the puzzle are fitting in nicely for Graham Arnold. I guess the only big question mark at the moment is Holosko. We haven't heard anything about him, but my information is a decision will be made one way or the other in the next 24 to 48 hours. So,
okay. So he's the fourth one, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
Ninkovic,
right.
Is it Borges?
Bosch. I can see where you
told
get
you that.
Borges from, but yeah, it's Bosch apparently.
Okay, so Ninkovic, Bosch.
That's pronunciation.
Yeah. Bobo, and now they only need Holosko.
Holosko to see if he stays or goes. And of course, Ninkovic, it's pretty well known. Ninkovic has taken Holosko's marquee status. So, yeah, if Holosko stays, it has to be within the cap.
Okay. And what's happening in the over there? Dutch top flight.
Yeah. Can I just go back just quickly, Slats, to Sydney Wanderers? Because we're talking about player signings. Bonavarsia comes across from Wellington to Western Sydney Wanderers. Risden comes across from Perth to Western Sydney. So he takes the spot of Scotty Neville, who went the other way to Perth. So they're two very good signings, I think, for Tony Popovich. It's building nicely for him. The key signing for me will be that number nine, that go-to man who can score every week. And, you know, we all know Sandilab did a great job this year. He's not getting any younger. So that is the most important signing for Western Sydney.
Jamie McLaren?
Officially announced on social media that he was leaving Brisbane Roar, kept everyone guessing. No one knows where he's going.
Well, that was my next question.
Yeah, but he hasn't announced that. He's just said, I love you all. Thanks for a great 2 years. I'll always have Brisbane Roar in my heart. Blah, blah, blah. But what we really want to know is, where's he going?
He finds the back of the net. What about Western Sydney?
I don't know. He won't be in the A-League. He'll
too
definitely
good.
Be going. Well, he's the one. Remember the other week I said he had more than 80 offers?
Yeah.
So you'd imagine that.
It's a few offers.
Even if.
How do you work through them?
Well, we've only got 10 leagues in the A-League, two of which he's already played for. So that's only 8 offers left. Okay. So there's 72 offers from overseas.
Choose wisely, Jamie.
That's right. Absolutely.
Holland?
Yes, in Holland. Young Central Coast Mariners defender Scott Galloway has been granted permission to go on trial with Willem II in the Dutch Eredivisie.
That's a cigar or a smoke, isn't it? Willem II?
It's on your mind today, isn't it? Spliffs, cigars.
Were they? Willem IIs?
You're looking for another sponsorship, TK.
Oh, yes.
But if he's successful, the Mariners apparently won't stand in his way. They'll let him go. If he does trial well and gets a contract over there, he'll join the likes of Brad Jones, Craig Goodwin and Stefan Mork in the Dutch Eredivisie. And if you think back to the old days of Graham Arnold playing in Holland, you know, the Aussies have always been liked by Dutch clubs. So that'll be an interesting one.
Now, Mossy, in the EPL, there is a race for third because that's a qualification for Champs League, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. Well, a couple of overnight results. Arsenal getting up over Sunderland, Manchester City getting up over West Brom. So it really does narrow the race for third, which is automatic European Champions League qualification, down to a race in two, pretty much between Manchester City and Liverpool. Arsenal, their goal difference from third, they can reach Manchester City on the weekend if they get 3 points, but their goal difference is 5 less, so it'd have to be a massive win, and obviously Liverpool and Manchester City would have to fall over. On the weekend, Man City play Watford away. Liverpool have got Middlesbrough at home. Arsenal play Everton at home. So really intriguing. All the games kick off at exactly the same time in the final round.
Yeah, I like that. That's great when the
fantastic
the title's not
yeah absolutely
decided.
And whether it's the title or whether it's that third spot for qualification, you know, it puts real interest in that last round.
Mm. Good on you,
so
Mossy.
An absolute ripper. The last one, Aaron Mooy. We know that they play for a spot in the final, the EPL promotion final. Tomorrow morning they play Sheffield Wednesday. It's evenly poised at nil all. Apparently there's offers from Newcastle, who have just been promoted into the Premier League, and Crystal Palace, plus a host of Championship clubs. So this is a massive couple of games coming up for Aaron Mooy.
Beautiful stuff, mate.
Good on you guys.